This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC headlines for Wednesday, October 12th, 2011. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for any more information you want to hear about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Lisa Harris in the Watershed Post reports that the Home Energy Assistance Program, or HEAP, federal program that one in five New York State households rely on to help pay their winter heating bills, is facing drastic cuts. New York State officials have already announced that, quote, the program would be cutting benefits, delaying the start date of the program from November 1st to November 16th, and cutting almost 2 months off the end of the season, meaning that heating aid will be available only until mid-March, when snow is still on the ground in much of upstate New York, unquote, Harris writes in an exhaustive investigation. The Times-Herald Record reports she relays that President Barack Obama's proposed 2012 budget reduces funding from $5.1 billion to $2.57 billion. Quote, current residential heating oil prices average $3.86 per gallon for the state, up from $3.10 the first week of October 2010, according to an Energy Information Administration, Harris reports. Quote, current residential propane prices in New York average $3.14 per gallon, up from $2.70, said the group, which also expects electricity prices to increase by 2.3% in 2011 and by 0.6% in 2012. You can read this long, well-researched story in the Watershed Post, and you can hear Harris and Julia Reichel host the half-hour news hour today on Wednesday at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7. Doran Tyler Antrim in the Daily Mail reports that Hannaford's public hearing before the Cairo Planning Board is now on for 7 p.m. October 18th at the Acre Community Center on Old County Route 23, a bit south of State Route 23. In August, the plan to tear down the current Slater's Great American store and rebuild a Hannaford's was granted the negative declaration on the state-mandated environmental impact assessment, or SEAKER. A 6,000-square-foot shopping center for the plaza's existing tenants would be built first away from the proposed grocery store. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Al Jazeera reports that the U.S. Senate voted down President Obama's $447 billion jobs proposal, 50 senators in favor and 49 against. In Congress, you need 60 votes to pass this sort of bill, apparently. President Barack Obama's job creation package was a mix of tax cuts and new spending. The vote was strictly on party lines, with all Republicans voting against the bill and all Democrats except two. Al Jazeera reports are, quote, up for re-election next year in states where Obama figures to lose, unquote, voted for the proposal. New York's Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand both voted for the bill. You can read the full story at Al Jazeera. The Columbia County Historical Society gives out the 2011 Columbia County Heritage Awards this Saturday at the Hudson Opera House, to the Hudson Opera House, Philmont Restaurant Local 111, Stuyvesant historian Juanita Knott, and Historic Hudson's Tim Dunleavy. Quote, we are recognizing individuals who have shown a lifetime of dedication to preserving the history of the county and the two organizations that have demonstrated the critical role in historic preservation can play in community development and economic revitalization, said Columbia County Historical Society Executive Director Ann Eliza Lewis in a press release. The awards will be presented during the Society's annual meeting this Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m. on the grounds of the Vanderpool House of History, 16 Broad Street in Kinderhook. The annual meeting is followed at 12:30 by the Columbia County Historical Society's Civil War Music and Dance Festival and the OK Fall Festival. You can see more information on the winners, their bios, and about the 2011 Columbia County Heritage Awards at newsroom.wgxc.org. Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports this summer was a great growing season for apples. Jim Allen, the president of the New York Apple Association, says all the rain in the spring and late summer helped make bigger fruit. Quote, apples are like a sponge, unquote, Allen says. Quote, they do soak the water up, and it does increase size. One of the things that we're very excited about is that during July and August, we were very warm and dry, unquote, he also says. Quote, those conditions make a lot of sugar in the apple. What happens in a lot of rain is that the water just dilutes the sugar back out. Hopefully enough sugar was already there, unquote. Rachel's story Also profiles several Delaware County farms where one can press their own apple cider. Since 2007, it has been illegal in New York to sell homemade cider, but one can drink their own hand-pressed cider. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post, and again, listen to their show at 3 p.m. on WGXC. The National Weather Service predicts rain today, mainly after 5 p.m., with a high near 57. Wednesday night, the rain should continue and could be heavy at times, with a low around 51. Thursday, the rain should end by noon, with a high near 62. Town meetings today. The Village of Athens meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. The Town of Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals holds a public hearing to consider a lot alignment on lands at 4986 Route 32. That's at 6 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street. Claremont, there's a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. Columbia County holds a full board of supervisors meeting at 7:30 p.m. Copake, the Resource Advisory Committee, meets at 7 p.m. In Ghent, there's a big meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals. There's a public hearing to consider the Price Chopper supermarket that is proposed for 2595 Route 66 in Ghent, a sign variance for that project, an area variance, and other parts of that project. That meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Ghent Town Hall at 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. Hudson, there's a planning committee meeting at 7 p.m. at City Hall. In Jewett, there's a town meeting at 7 p.m. at the municipal building. Kinderhook, there's both a village board meeting and a town meeting in the town and the village, both at 7 p.m. The sun rises this morning at 7:03, sets at 6:22 p.m. The moon rises at 6:21 p.m. It sets from the night before at 7:37 a.m. We're in a full moon. October 12th is Sam Moore's birthday. Jane Siberry, Luciano Pavarotti, Chris Wallace, and Hugh Jackman also have birthdays today. Also, tune in later today on WGXC at 10 a.m. At Issue is not on this week, but we'll be back next week as usual. Instead, we'll have a recording of authors Daria Lurie and Mary Johnson speaking at the Hudson Opera House this past weekend at Arts Walk. And at 3 p.m., the half-hour news hour is on, as we said before, and from 4 to 6, tune in to the WGXC Afternoon Show live from the Catskill Community Center, where every Wednesday it comes from the Catskill Community Center and is hosted by Ron Diamondstein, Matt Bua, Peter Krug, Joan Geitz, Elaine Fernandez, and others from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC. Tune in tonight.